This is Bhakti Ratnakara. The meeting of Srinivasacharya and Narahari Thakur in Srikanda. Srinivas felt happy as he entered Srikanda and went directly to have darshan of Sri Gaurachandra in the courtyard of Sri Gauranga temple. To show his respect, he lay prostrate on the ground before the deity, and his golden skin was smeared with dust. On hearing of the arrival of Srinivas, Sri Raghunandana went to inform Sarkar Thakur. Although Sarkar Thakur existed in a state of extreme misery, he became spontaneously happy to hear the news of Srinivas's arrival. Gently he spoke to Raghunandana, "Bring Srinivas to me, he will soothe my eyes." Raghunandana was so glad that he ran to Srinivas, who had been waiting patiently in the courtyard of the Sri Gauranga temple. Sri Raghunandana was gem of all good qualities, and by seeing Srinivas, he got renewed life. Srinivas bowed at Raghunandana, who at once embraced him affectionately. Both of them became very sentimental. Soaked with tears, Srinivas remained patiently in Raghunandana's embrace. Then Raghunandana took Srinivas to see Sri Sarkar Thakur. Srinivas Acharya found Sri Sarkar Thakur sitting in a lonely place. Srinivas was surprised by the extraordinary beauty of Sarkar Thakur, despite the fact that he had lost his luster and had grown very thin. His face seemed to derive its beauty from the moon, although it had grown pale, like a lotus deprived of water. His merry eyes were now grown full of tears. Srinivas stared at the face of Narahari Prabhu and then bowed to his feet, lying flat on the ground. Narahari and Raghunandan were associates of Lord Chaitanya. After Lord Chaitanya left, all the associates were like that. They didn't eat, they just cried all the time, and they didn't live very long. But Srinivas never met Lord Chaitanya, although his whole life he just talked about him. But by the time he was able to travel and try to meet him, Lord Chaitanya had already left. And he also tried to meet Nityananda, Dvaita, Rupan Sanatana, and all of them he couldn't manage. But he did meet Gopal Bhatta and Jiva Goswami. Narahari welcomed Srinivas and addressed him as his son and took him on his lap. Narahari shed tears as he held Srinivas tightly to his chest. After bathing Srinivas with his tears, he seated the young man by his side. He caressed the body of Srinivas and asked him many things. Shyamananda explained everything clearly and also told Narahari that Narantam had gone to Ketra. Who can describe what was going on in the mind of Narahari Thakur? Again he told Srinivas, "I want to see Narottam. It is my desire. He should come here because he has many things to accomplish here. You and Narottam should sing Sankirtan because that will cool the burning cessation caused by the separation from the Lord. It is good that you have come here early to relieve me. I wish a long life for you, and throughout which you will be able to earn devotion and circulate the devotional books everywhere. A time will soon come when people will give up religion and grow independent. They will not realize the importance of Guru Krishna and Vaishnava. You will deliver all these heretics, and you will be famous in the Vaishnava world because you are eternal servants of Krishna Chaitanya. The Lord will fulfill all your desires. Your mother is fortunately a great Vaishnava devotee. Spend some time in Yajigram and serve her sincerely. That is her desire, and there will be no time wasted if you observe her request. It is my opinion that you should marry now." Sarkar Thakur then asked Raghunandana, "What is your opinion about the marriage of Srinivas? Is it a good idea?" "In my opinion also," replied It is a good idea, in my opinion, also, replied Raghunandana. Do not disagree with this, said Sarkar, although Srinivas felt very shy. Sri Thakur Narahari knew all the right arguments, so he was able to remove Srinivas's shyness in different ways. Knowing the wish of Thakur, Srinivas also remembered what Advaita Prabhu had advised him in a dream. Breaking the silence, Srinivasacharya assured them that he would not violate their order, so they became very happy. Sri Thakur Narahari then bid farewell to Srinivas, who returned to Yajigram, holding Srinivas's hand. Raghunandana escorted him to the courtyard of Prabhu, where Srinivas met other Vaishnavas of Srikant. Thereafter, he took leave of them also. Srinivas could not stay long in Yajigram and anxiously started for Kantakanagara. There he saw the deity of Gauranga enrolled on the ground in the temple. From there, Srinivas went to meet Das Gadadhar, who was living in a lonely place. So there were a lot of Gauranga temples right after that Chaitanya. They're never talking about Radha and Krishna. Das Gadadhar had been living without food or water, and his condition cannot be described. His body was covered with dust from lying on the ground. His golden complexion of his body had grown pale, and he had no desire to live any longer. He sometimes sang the glory of Gaura and sometimes cried the name of Nityananda or Advaita. Sometimes he was silent and other times he lamented, calling out the name of Gadadhar Pandit. He would cry, "Oh Gadadhar, I wish to die before you, but you left this world before me." No one can comprehend what Gadadhar knew about the glory of Gadadhar Pandit. Who can describe how Gadadhar Pandit loved Das Gadadhar? When Srinivas met his illustrious Gadadhar Das, he paid his respects by lying prostrate on the ground. Prabhu Gadadhar embraced Srinivas affectionately. "It was the grace of Prabhu that I have met you again," said Gadadhar. "I know how you went to Vrindavan from Goda and how you studied there. I also know how you took initiation from Gopal Bhatta and how you got the mercy of the favored associates of Mahaprabhu. I know how you met Naratam there and that Prabhu himself had called Naratam from Ramkeli village. I know how you visited places in Braja with Naratam. I also know how you and Naratam went to Goda with the Goswami books and how the books were stolen by the king of thieves and how you again recovered them. Because I know all these things, I am eager to meet Narottam. Oh Srinivas, I hope Narottam will come here very soon." Then Gadadhar sighed heartily and remained silent. Who can understand the deep meaning behind this discussion of these two masters? Speaking emotionally, Gadadhar said, "Navadvipa has become an ocean of misery. Srivas and other associates have already disappeared from this world. I cannot even describe the misery created by the disappearance of Devi Vishnu Priya, the wife of Lord Chaitanya. The whole of Navadvipa is sunk into utter darkness. Those who remain are in dying condition. What more can I say? Although I have just come from there, this unfortunate soul is still alive." Srinivas could not control himself as he listened to Das Gadadhar. Gadadhar pacified Srinivas and looking into his face, he said affectionately, "Live long, my son, because you and your companions must manifest bhakti religion in this world. You and your devotees will be able to taste the sweet ocean of Prabhu's most precious Sankirtan. I think you should marry now, and in due course of time, you will have many disciples." Then he advised Srinivas to return to his mother. Srinivas returned to his home, and his mother was very pleased to have him He sent a letter to Vanavishnupur with one bearer. He stayed in Yajigram and began to teach the disciples the books of the Goswamis. Acharya Srinivas explained the Goswami books following the doctrines of the Goswamis. After listening to the explanations delivered by Srinivas, the heretics ran from his place like dogs in fear of lions. The pundits who realized the truth of the supremacy of bhakti took refuge at the feet of Srinivas. Whoever feels happy listening to these incidents are sure to get the mercy of Prabhu Gaurachandra. Anybody feel happy to hear? You do? Huh? At least you say you do. So you're sure to get the mercy of Gaurachandra. And Gaurachandra's here. Those who help other interested persons hear about the episodes are sure to drown in the ocean of Krishna bhakti also. That's stressed in the Bhagavatam also. One who hears and induces others to hear will get all the mercy. Induces others to hear. Tries to get other people to take a book or to hear the holy name. We chant publicly and people hear it. Remembering the lotus feet of Srinivasacharya, Das Narhari takes pleasure in writing the book Bhakti Ratnakara. Next chapter. Glory to Gaurachandra, the son of Sachi. Glory to Nityananda and Advaita, highly devotional characters. Glory to Gadadhar and Srivas. Glory to Vakrishwar and Sri Murari and Haridas. Glory to Gauridas, Sri Sarup Damodar, and to the companions of Gaurachandra. All glory to the listeners who are full of divine qualities. Please listen attentively to my narration. Being a professor of the doctrine of a devotion, Acharya Thakur humbled the pride of the illusionist. He spent his days with the disciples in Jajigram, following the path directed by Narottam. He always eagerly anticipated his reunion with Narottam. The arrival of Narottam Thakur, Mahashai. Sri Thakur Narottam started for Navadvip with the memory of Gaura in his mind. When he arrived at the outskirts of Navadvip, he reminded himself that this Navadvip was Gauranga's pleasure ground, where the residents spent their days in Nama Sankirtan. It was here that festivals took place in each and every house of the devotees, and the residents cared not for their daily lives. An unhappy person could not be found in Navadvip because daily everybody saw Gaurachandra, because he went all over for Harinam. Narottam lamented his own unfortunate birth because he was not born at the time of Chaitanya's Leela, and thus he was deprived of enjoying the divine pastimes of Navadvip. While thinking of this, his miseries overflowed their boundaries and he shed tears. Upon entering Navadvip, Narottam was enchanted by the beautiful environment. He found that the inhabitants were full of joy and they roamed the streets singing kirtan and harinam. They talked continually about the glory of Gaurachandra and his fantastic dancing, mentioning the names of Gaurahari with his companions. Within the gracious beauty of Nadia, the people joyfully shouted the names and glories of Gaurachandra. Simply absorbing the divine beauty of Nadia, Narottam was overwhelmed with emotion and shed tears of joy and love. Suddenly a grave sensation arose in his mind, and Narottam visualized all of Nadia floating in an ocean of misery. He was perplexed by the ominous thoughts and pondered its source. The very thought paralyzed him, so he sat beneath a beautiful and gracious Ashvata tree. By the miraculous influence of this holy fig tree, Narottam's fatigue was mitigated, and he regained his patience. As Narottam tried to console himself, he saw an old Brahmin coming his way. He was eager to speak to the Brahmin, but he checked himself. The Brahmin habitually spent time sitting beneath that tree, as it had been a place where Nimai had played. When he saw Narottam, he thought that it must be a devotee of Nimai, although the old Brahmin could barely tolerate the scorching heat of the sun. Simply a glance at Narottam cooled the heat of his body. The Brahmin was attracted by Narottam's well-built form, beautiful complexion, and large eyes which shed tears of love. He wanted to inquire about Narottam's history. The Brahmana approached Narottam and inquired about his name and his home. Narottam most humbly bowed to him and answered his question. The Brahmana embraced him and they sat beneath the tree together. The Brahmana told Narottam that he could not describe the happy atmosphere of Nadia unless he could be given 4 or 5 mouths from which to speak. Unfortunately, Nadia had become a barren land from the very day that Nimai left. The inhabitants of Nadia could not understand what force had driven Nimai to accept the life of an ascetic under the order of his guru, Bharati. The Brahmana could not bear to think of Nimai's existence as an ascetic, not the shaving of his beautiful head. Since he always thought of Nimai in gorgeous clothes, he could not bear to see him only in a kopan. The Brahmana went on to say that Nimai had deprived the inhabitants of Nadia from his sweet association. After visiting all the holy places, Nimai had taken up residence in Nilachala and lived there happily with his companions. We residents of Navadvip got news from Nimai from the other people who were in communication with him, and the news brought us our only happiness. The sudden death of Nimai in Nilachala was an intolerable shock for the people of Nadia. The favorite companions of Nimai died at the same time, and the miserable condition of the devotees in Nadia was beyond any description. Day by day, Nadia sunk into the depth of utter darkness. The worldly disappearance of Srivas Pandit and others increased that dark atmosphere. The Brahmana felt greatly disheartened when he mentioned the name of Vishnu Priya, the wife of Nimai, who was the embodiment of Goddess Lakshmi and a woman of highly devotional qualities. She had also left the world only a few days before. The disappearance of Nimai burnt the hearts of the residents of Nadia, and those who retained any breath were half dead. The inhabitants of Navadvip had grown impatient and cried the name of Nitai both while sleeping and awake. They talked continuously about the divine character of Nimai and shed tears in his memory. Even the wicked people of Nadia were disheartened by his absence. The Brahmana denigrated his own position, saying that as a sophist, he had not recognized Nimai, whom he considered simply a human being. According to the Vaishnava scriptures, Nimai was an incarnation of Lord Narayan, whose miraculous activities enchanted the whole world. Although the Brahmana had known him from his very childhood, he had never recognized him as the Supreme Lord. You may know what a sophist is.
The Muslim
Just a philosopher. Like philosophy. The Brahmana then told Narottam that under the fig tree where they were sitting, Nimai had studied different scriptures. Someone whose reasoning is subtle and very specious, the sophist. The Brahmana went on to say that Nimai had deprived the of his sweet association. then he told Narottam that one day he actually visualized Satchinandana in Sirukul by a large number of his disciples. Overwhelmed with joy, the Brahmana had fainted on the ground, and when he regained consciousness, the vision was gone. But remembering that Nimai and his companions are eternally present in Nadia, the Brahman daily came to that fig tree. It was by the wish of Nimai that the Brahmana had met Narottam. He blessed Narottam and offered him his best wishes so that Narottam would remain a favorite devotee of Nimai. It's important to try to remember that when we go to Mayapur. The pastimes of Lord Chaitanya are still going on. Of course, the ISKCON activities are also continuation, but actually the Lord Chaitanya, everything is still going on, but it can only be seen by special mercy. In Vrindavan, Krishna's Leela is going on everywhere. Thakur Narottam visits Mayapur. Narottam was impressed by the sweet and affectionate words of the Brahmana, and he bowed to the Brahmana's feet. With eyes full of tears, he requested the Brahmana to bless such an ignorant person as himself. The Brahmana took him to his chest and wished him to be a great devotee. He held Narottam in his arm for some time, soaking him with his own tears. The Brahmana informed Narottam that Navadvipa was a large town where he would find many companions of Nimai. He directed Narottam to go to Mayapur first and pointed out the road. There he would find the house of Jagannath Mishra, where Lord Narayan had appeared in the form of Nimai. As directed by the Brahmana, Narottam started for Mayapur, passing through various villages on the way. He frequently asked for directions, and when he last entered Mayapur, he inquired humbly about the way to Jagannath Mishra's house. While pointing out the right direction, that person began to shed tears, and his sorrow was shared by Narottam, who also cried. Narottam entered the house of Mishra. He saw a kind-hearted brahmachari in white clothes. When the brahmachari saw Narottam, he thought that although his heart had been pierced by misery, he was somehow feeling relief at the sight of this person. The brahmachari immediately thought that the person must be Narottam Das, the faithful companion of Srinivas, who had come from Braja with the Goswami books. He also remembered Narottam Das had been attracted by Mahaprabhu in Ramkeli village. The brahmachari inquired from Narottam about his name and the home, and Narottam gave the details. The man in white clothes gave Narottam his own identity and then embraced Narottam tearfully. Narottam at once fell on the feet of that man, who could not control his tears. He cried loudly, lying in the courtyard in the house of Mahaprabhu, and the brahmachari tried to console him. But Narottam could not control his emotion and remained lying at the feet of Ishan, the most favorite companion of Prabhu. That Narottam, when Lord Chaitanya went to Ramkeli to meet Rupa and Sanatan, and then he was kept calling, Narottam, 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 and nobody knew who that was. Narottam wasn't even born yet. When there was a lake, and he told that lake that he was going to deposit his Krishna prema, and when Narottam came to take bath, he should give the prema. So Narottam took a bath in that lake, and when he came out, he was changed color even. He became very golden color, and everybody, from that time, everybody that saw him would remember Lord Chaitanya and become peaceful. Ishan was the personal servant in the house of Sachimata. Then he was the personal servant of Vishnupriya until she left. Ishan took Narottam in loving embrace and examined his face affectionately. He tearfully told Narottam it was very kind that he had come at that moment. He told him how he had been able to get news of Narottam from various visiting Vaishnavas. Ishan then took Narottam to his room where he met Damodar Pandit. Narottam bowed at the feet of Damodar and the Pandit cordially embraced him. He affectionately told Narottam that they had all been waiting to meet him. Damodar told Narottam repeatedly how grateful they were that he had come at that moment because of the disappearance of Mahaprabhu had gradually driven all of them towards death. He feared that he might never see Srinivas. Then he introduced Narottam to Sripati, Srinidhi, and others. Even the deceased companions of Mahaprabhu came to meet Narottam in his dream. Wait, huh? Even the ones that already died came in a dream, because everyone wanted to meet Narottam. Narottam leaves for Neelachala. Narottam spent a few days and then decided to go to Neelachala. He was sorry to leave Nadia. He went to Mahaprabhu's house and requested Ishan for permission to go to Puri. Ishan Thakur encouraged Narottam to travel quickly to Sri Chaitra, as that place was also moving towards utter darkness. Ishan had recently got news from Puri that the mental condition of Gopinath Acharya and others, according to the intention of Prabhu, had grown quite miserable. He wanted Narottam to meet them, to visit Srikanda and Kantaka cities as soon as possible, and then to return to Nadia with Srinivas and Narottam together. He cherished the hope of meeting Srinivas and Narottam together. He also asked Narottam to visit Shantipur and Kardaha on his way, for anything undesirable might happen there. After that, Ishan remained silent and unable to understand Ishan's mind. Narottam could not control his tears. Kardaha is where Lord Nityananda went to live after he left Nadia, Navadvipa. But he's also disappeared by this time. Narottam visits Shantipur. Narottam anxiously left Navadvipa and started toward Shantipur, absorbed in the Leela of Sitanath. Narottam lamented. When he observed the village of Shantipur, Narottam wept in despair as he knew he would not see Prabhu Sri Advaita, the Lord of Shantipur, who had spent his life there without any attraction for worldly matters. But out of affection for Narottam, Mahaprabhu had already informed Advaita Acharya's son, Achyutananda, about the arrival of Narottam only the day before. While Sri Achyuta was waiting for Narottam, Sri Mahashaya entered Shantipur. The inhabitants were grief-stricken over the worldly disappearance of Advaita Prabhu. When Narottam stopped someone to ask him about the direction towards Advaita's house, the man burst into tears, pointing out the location to Narottam. That house is where we have the Shantipur Prasadam festival every year. Out of kindness and affection, Prabhu Sri Sitanath and his companions appeared before Narottam. Although they were invisible before others, Narottam fainted on the ground in ecstatic love, but by the wish of Prabhu, he regained his senses quickly. Having composed himself, he entered the temple of the Lord and found that Achyutananda was waiting for him. And Prabhupada went to that temple right before he left for America and prayed. He used to go there a lot. The people were very friendly, and Prabhupada even thought to start his mission in Shantipur because the Goswamis in that temple were very favorable and would have given him some land. But then he got the land in Mayapur. Narottam did not have to introduce himself to Achyutananda because the young man had already been given all the information about Narottam from his deceased father, Sri Advaita. Narottam paid his regards to Achyutananda, who was by then miserably grief-stricken on the death of his father and had grown thin. He impatiently stretched out his hands to embrace Narottam and cried. Achyutananda then told Narottam sweetly and affectionately that he would not be able to keep Narottam for a long time as he would cause delay and waste time. Narottam should visit Neelachala Chandra as soon as possible, but he should not stay long in Puri, for he had many duties to accomplish. Achyutananda introduced Narottam to other favored companions of Prabhu Advaita. They cared for Narottam very lovingly and kept him for 3 or 4 days in Shantipur. Then they gave permission for him to start for Nilachala. Sri Narottam and Ambika Kalna. Narottam crossed the river Ganges quickly from the village of Harinadi and reached Ambika, where he saw the deities of Nitai Chaitanya. We talked yesterday about that. That's what the story yesterday was about, those deities. How they made him. Gauridas was a devoted worshipper of those deities, and Narottam was greatly impressed to see Haridas's method of worship. Narottam bowed before the deities and tears in his eyes. He got the friendly association of Hriday Chaitanya and other favorite followers of Advaita Prabhu. I shall not deliberately make this section of the book longer by giving an elaborate description of these different conversations. The followers of Mahaprabhu affectionately cared for Narottam, but advised him to go to Nilachala quickly. At the time of parting, they all cried, but after dedicating himself to the grace of Nitai Chaitanya, Narottam left Ambika with a heavy heart. Sri Narottam in Saptagram. Narottam visited all the villages where favorite followers of Mahaprabhu lived. He was thrilled to observe the beauty of Saptagram and offered his respects to that village from a distant place. Saptagram is a place of high religious importance, as it is the sadhana chetra of 7 great ascetics and also the meeting place of 3 great rivers, Ganga, Yamuna, and Saraswati. It was the viraha chetra of Prabhu Nityananda. I will describe Prabhu Nityananda's intention in choosing Saptagram for his pastime. On the order of Chaitanya Dev, who was then in Nilachala, Nityananda had to go to Gauradesh. He arrived in Gauradesh from Utkala and glorified the place by giving it the title of the crown ornament of all other holy places. In Sri Chaitanya Chandodaya Natika, the importance of Gaura has been noted. Gaura was the head ornament of all other holy places. Situated in Sri Navadvipa, where the incarnation of Gauranga appeared, and in whom the deity of devotion was born in a human feature, Nityananda. Nityananda wanted to visit many places of religious importance, and his pilgrimage had been described in Chaitanya Bhagavat. He visited places on both banks of the Ganges, the holiest of all holy places, but he cherished the hope of visiting Nadia to meet Sri Sachimata. When he reached the village of Panihati with Ramdas, Gadadhar, and other companions, he first visited the house of Raghava Pandit, where he started Sankirtan with great pleasure. The great devotee Raghava Pandit took his birth in the village, and for that reason it was also an important holy place. According to Chaitanya Bhagavat, the particular place where Bhagavat had appeared could guarantee salvation to any person living within 1 lakh yojana distance from it. 600 kilometers. It's so powerful. Hearing news of Nityananda in Panihati, many people came to offer their respects. According to Chaitanya Bhagavat, that place became a highly holy place where many Vaishnavas came to live. Prabhu Nityananda displayed many miraculous pastimes of divine character to his devotees in Panihati. I am unable to describe the type of activities which Prabhu showed in the house of Raghava of Das Gadadhar. In Kardaha, the son of Padmavati danced madly in Sankirtan, and while worshipping the place of Purandara Pandit, Prabhu showed qualities of devotional love which Lord Brahma was unable to possess. After relieving the miseries of many people in many villages, Prabhu Nityananda went to Saptagram. It was here that he captivated the mind of Udarandat. According to Chaitanya Bhagavat, Prabhu spent some days in the house of Udarandat, which is situated on the bank of the river Tribeni. Udarandat unflatteringly and sincerely worshipped the feet of Nityananda. Udaran was considered very fortunate, as he gained the right to care for Nityananda and he remained a servant of Prabhu Nityananda throughout that life and his following life. From Udaran service, the entire merchant class of Saptagram gained emancipation. You know what emancipation is?
No.
Why not? You might know it in Russian.
Is that in Russian?
I don't know in Russian. I don't know that. I'm ignorant. Freeing someone from the control of another. In other words, they got freed from Maya, from the control of Maya. You see how people are so much controlled by Maya. They're just running everywhere, trying to get something to satisfy at least one of their senses, but more usually many at the same time. Right, they have to go where there's dancing and there's drinking and eating and everything all at once. Nityananda was born as an incarnation to emancipate the merchant class and give them the right to worship in loving devotion. Nityananda visited and performed Harinam in each and every house of the merchants, and the entire merchant class engaged itself in worshipping the feet of Nityananda. The sincerity which they worship Lord Krishna enchanted the world. Glory to Nityananda Mahaprabhu, the emancipator of the bunyas, the wretched and the ignorant person. Bunya means the business people, money, money, money. In Saptagram, Nityananda performed Sankirtan Leela with Mahamala Roy and his other followers. The Sankirtan Bihar of Nityananda in Saptagram is beyond description. Saptagram was filled with the same ecstasy of joy which had been experienced in Nadia. Thakur Vrindavan has described a satisfied and happy life for the merchant class. Udaran Dutt gladly and sincerely engaged in the service of Prabhu Nityananda and Saptagram on the bank of the Tribeni River. It became a great place of religious importance. All other places which were visited and captivated by Nityananda also became important in the religious sphere. Udaran Dutt traveled with Prabhu Nityananda to all the holy places. In Shantipur, Prabhu Nityananda met Sri Advaita Prabhu. From there, Nityananda went to Navadvipa. At that time, Prabhu Nityananda was very beautiful and attractively decorated with many ornaments. The sweet sound of his leg ornaments on his gracious feet was sweet beyond description. In the book Shashakanda Sutra, written by the son of Narayani, a description of the triumph of Nityananda can be found. According to Sri Chaitanya Bhagavat, realization of the Leela of Prabhu Nityananda was beyond anyone's capability. With ornaments on his gracious feet, Nityananda promenaded through Navadvipa as though in Mathura, for to him Mathura and Navadvipa were the same. According to Sri Chaitanya Bhagavat, Nityananda Prabhu and his followers visited each house in Navadvipa singing Harinam and Kirtan. Gave much pleasure to Sri Sachi Mata, and he traveled the whole world of Nadia with his companions. Narottam delightfully visited the village of Saptagram of Sri Udaran Thakur, the great devotee of Nityananda. He asked the villagers about the exact location of Udaran Dutt's house. They cheerfully showed him the direction, but informed him that being unable to bear the separation of Prabhu Nityananda, Udaran Dutt had died a few days before. Upon the dark disappearance of Nityananda Prabhu, Saptagram had sunk into utter darkness. Narottam lost himself in despondency and with a restless mind, he met the followers who were favorites of Nityananda. Want to hear one little bit more? Narta meets Sri Vasudha Janavi Thakurani, that's the daughters of Nityananda. Narottam visited all the holy places on both banks of the Ganga near Saptagram, and he met the favorite companions of Prabhu Nityananda who lived in those villages. A great pleasure was awaiting him when he entered Kadara. At the intention of Prabhu Nityananda, Narottam's desire was about to be fulfilled. As he advanced toward the house of Prabhu, he was met by Nityananda's companions, who at once took him to Nityananda's house and sent news of his arrival to Sri Ishwari. Ishwari is Janava Devi. At that time, Sri Vasu, Janavi, and Virabhadra, the son of... Virabhadra was a disciple of Janava, but the son of Vasudha. They were sisters. And he was a pillar, and he's the one that spread the chanting of Gaur Nityananda all over the world. They were overjoyed on hearing the news of the sudden arrival of Narottam. Narottam met them in the inner portion of the house and fell at their feet. The omniscient Vasu Janavi Ishwari took him eagerly and affectionately into their confidence. They kept Narottam in that house for a few days and passed the time during those days in Krishna Katha. In ecstatic pleasure, they praised Narottam and gave him the title Mahashaya. Narottam then requested permission to go to Nilachala. At the time of his departure, Sri Janavi and Prabhu Virabhadra affectionately gave him many suggestions. Sri Parameshwari Das gave him the road directions to Nilachala, and Mahesh Pandit and others affectionately gave him permission to depart. Narottam stretched himself on the ground, bowing at the feet of all of them, and started from Kadara with a heavy heart. Jai Narottam Das Thakur ki.